Big event coming up at Williams on the Lake this coming Thursday for the 30 Hearts organization. And here to tell us more about that is Jeff Mancinetti. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, we had you on once before to tell us all about the 30 Hearts organization, but for those that don't know what you guys do and who you guys serve, can you kind of elaborate on that and tell us all about what you guys do?
Yeah, definitely. So we are a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to create families for orphans in Ethiopia. So we support women in the communities in Ethiopia to adopt children from their own community.
And you guys have a huge gala coming up this Thursday. The 2017 Gala for 30 Hearts takes place this Thursday at Williams on the Lake. What's this event all about?
So, yeah, the title of the gala, it's Celebrating Futures. And so we just want to get together and just celebrate everything that's been accomplished in the lives of the children and how they've been able to just go farther than we ever expected them to and what they've been able to accomplish. And so we want to get together and just have dinner and look at videos and photos and really take people into the home in Ethiopia and show them everything that their support has been doing in their lives. So it's going to be really exciting.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be fantastic. Can you think of some examples off the top of your head that you're going to be celebrating on Thursday? Because I'm sure as you go through this process, and every individual certainly has a different story, are there a couple of stories, though, that kind of rise to the top that really stand out to you?
Yeah, one that usually stands out is a little boy whose name was Abisa, and we met him the very first time we went over there to Ethiopia, and he, at a very young age, was living on the streets. He had lost his parents, he lost his family, and the government had brought him in and was looking for a place where he could live. And so at the same time, we were starting 30 Hearts and opened the home. And so he was able to come in and be adopted. And so he went from being an orphan on the street, and now we go over there and he's just got the biggest smile on his face, and you never know the past that he came from. And so there's children like him who, you know, we can't go back in time and change their past and change what's happened, but we can invest in them today to give them hope for a better future and to help him become who he wants to be now, when maybe before he had no chance of fulfilling his dream, and now he can actually have a chance to do that. And so we're going to share some videos. I don't want to give too much away, but you'll be able to hear sort of the dreams and what a lot of the different children in the home hope to be when they grow up. So,
Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just we're really looking forward to it. So, yeah, it'll be great.
Obviously, you guys get pretty hands-on, as you just described in that story right there. But what's the role that 30 Hearts play? I mean, how do you match these children up with families, with the right families?
Yeah, so we are really thankful to work with an amazing nonprofit in Ethiopia. So they have a few different projects throughout Ethiopia, and we have just focused on one community. It's called Bako. And so they have a high orphan population. So we have worked with local churches in that town and the government and our nonprofit organization to identify six Christian women who have a desire to step up and do something in their community for these kids. And so we are, you know, supporting them, and they are a staff of this home so that they actually can focus on their job of being a mom and raising the children. And so we're really just thankful that, you know, the government really likes this model because it's promoting local adoption, and it's helping to, again, raise up future leaders and of their communities there in Ethiopia. So, yeah.
Again, we're talking with Jeff Mancinetti of the 30 Hearts organization. This Thursday, they have their 2017 gala. It'll be at Williams on the Lake down in Medina. Now, there's going to be a silent auction at this event. What kinds of items will be available for this auction?
Yeah, so like I mentioned before, every time we go, we bring a good friend of mine who's an amazing photographer, and he's taken so many great photos. We're going to have a lot of them displayed throughout the space, but he has selected three really amazing, beautiful landscape, just really artistically done photos. So we're going to have three of those photos really nicely printed and framed, and we're going to auction those off. So it'll be a great item for, you know, your office or your home. And yeah, so that'll be the three things in the silent auction throughout the night that people can bid on.
Now, as far as I understand it, the tickets are still available through today, correct?
Yeah, so today's the last day, so it's Cyber Monday, so everybody should be getting online anyways to make their purchases. So we want to just encourage people as they're online shopping, getting things for other people, maybe themselves, that they would look and head over to our site and purchase some tickets to the gala. And maybe it's tickets for themselves, maybe for somebody else. It'd be a great gift to just help share this amazing organization with someone who might be interested. And it's just going to be a great chance to hear what we're all about and see how people can get involved.
And this is a full-blown gala. I mean, you're going to have dinner, you're going to have drinks, whole nine yards of this thing, correct?
So yeah, there will be delicious dinner, appetizers, dessert. There's going to be a soda bar and some entertainment, some music, and presentations, videos. So it'll be a full, a good two to three hour night. So, you know, we want people to come on out and bring some friends. I think a table seats 8 people. So you can buy a whole table and invite all your friends, or you can just buy 2 tickets and bring one friend. But either way, come on out to Medina this Thursday night, because it's going to be the best thing you do all week.
Now, you guys picked out Williams on the Lake in Medina. What was it about that venue that stood out to you guys for an event like this?
Yeah, that's just a great location. We, had our concert, our last big event at Heartland Community Church. And so there are a lot of people from that concert who were interested to learn more. And since that's right in Medina, one of the guys, Mark Williams, he actually owns Williams on the Lake. We found out that he owns this banquet hall, and so when we were talking about doing a gala, he just willingly offered us to use that place. So everything just kind of worked out. The pieces fell into place. So it's really nice. It's more of a big pond than a lake, but it's beautiful. It's a really nice spot. So yeah, you'll have to come on out and see it on Thursday.
Well, I can vouch for how great of a spot that is. I mean, it's right there in the heart of Medina. I actually attended a wedding at Williams on the Lake about 8 or 9 years ago, and I was blown away by just how cool the venue was. And as you stated, more like a big pond than a lake itself, but it is still really cool, though. It's still very, very cool. I think one of the more interesting things, too, there is, like, the service you get. I mean, it's top-notch, and it really is a unique little area. So I think you guys picked out a wonderful spot, no question about that. Well, Jeff, before we let you go here, for our listeners out there right now who are wondering where they can go to get some more information on Thursday's event, where can they go?
Yeah, just go to our website, 30hearts.org/gala. So it's 30hearts.org/GALA to learn more about the times and the event location and how to get tickets.
Very cool stuff. Well, Jeff, we appreciate you joining us very much. Thank you for coming on the show, and we will certainly do this again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
Jeff Mancinetti with the 30 Hearts organization joining me, Andy Bulbarch, and Matt Douglas here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.